Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show on Thursday, May the 2nd, here on 88.5 KRFY. It's your usual Thursday morning co-hosts, Jim and Jack. And I'm Jack, and across from me is Jim.
And we nearly had a catastrophe here.
Good catch.
Good catch.
That was you. I mean, I nearly knocked over a cup of coffee, and
Jim caught it
like in midair on the way down, like Spider-Man or something. Crazy.
Like an Avenger.
Yes, like an Avenger. Anyway, we're here this morning on a somewhat cloudy but still pretty nice May 2nd.
It's gorgeous outside.
Yeah, it was. I rode my bike down. I got my wintertime bike, which is not like a special winter bike, but I've been fixing up the road bike, and it is back on a nice rear wheel, which it hasn't had for about 6 months, and now we are.
It hasn't needed it.
No,
you have your transitional season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but now we're back on the high performance street machine, and got down here and lickety split. So anyway, we're here today with Heather McCoy.
Hello, Heather. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing good. Thanks.
And Heather's going to be chatting about the Hospice Kids Camp concert tomorrow at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, a good cause. But we got weather to do, and we've got a little bit of talk to make. And then, Heather, you're going to dazzle.
Let's talk about the weather a little bit.
There's not much to talk about.
No. Where'd my forecast go, Jim?
Okay. With a cup of coffee you spilled.
I know. Well, okay. As I pull that up, do you want to tell us what you did last Friday? Because I'm dying to know.
Well, Friday was just one of those incredible late afternoon, early evenings that just sort of unfolded. Do you remember last week? Our guests were Ellen from the Senior Center, and she was here and with the massage person.
I just
went blank on that.
And I did too, but okay. I'll remind you in a
Boy,
moment.
Boy, we're right on ball this morning. Uh-huh. Anyway, I went over to Evans Brothers, and the place was packed.
Good.
And I hope that they did a good fundraiser for the Senior Center, which does all sorts of good things. And then I hopped into my vehicle, and lo and behold, the station was the 7 o'clock hour, didn't load in. So I came down here and I loaded it in, and then I scooted over to the Panada and caught part of Modified, the movie on GMOs, and then went over to the Hive and caught LDW, Life During Wartime, Talking Heads cover band.
Mm-hmm.
And what fun. They were absolutely, if you're a Talking Heads fan, even if you're not. But part of the fun of the evening for me was I went to the Senior Center, and a bunch of little kids running around while people were getting massages. You know, one kind of energy with a sort of people, you know, who have young kids and they're a certain age group. And then I went to Life During Wartime at the Hive and saw a whole different set of people. There weren't little kids running around. But it's sort of interesting that how easy it is to slip home and collapse, and the night goes by. And as we comment every time we do the list of upcoming events, there's just a bunch of things to do all over the weekend. And the people you see is just amazing. So I hope that I have the renewed energy I was exhausted by the time I got home on Friday night.
So what did you eat for dinner? That's my question. And that's the thing that I always have a hard time going out on Friday nights with, because I always have to fit in a meal somewhere, and they're doing, you know, the events go from like 4:30 to 8 or something like that. And I don't want to go home and cook.
I didn't do that. I had a big lunch.
Aha.
I had a big lunch, and I was promised one of the 100 cupcakes from Winter Ridge. And I did have one, and they were delicious at that Senior Center fundraiser. But no, so what'd you do? You go home on that Friday night and just
First, I did go home. I went home. I made chicken and ate chicken. And then at 9:40
made chicken and then ate it.
Uh-huh. And
what a concept.
Yeah, I cooked it. You know, I rarely eat it raw with chicken anyway. And then I got in the car and drove out to the Bonner Mall, and I was part of the movement, Jim. And I saw...
Don't tell me.
I did see the Avengers on opening night, and I give it a thumbs up.
And did you go with Annie?
No.
Okay.
She was into... We saw the first Iron Man movie together, and she enjoyed that. Okay. That was good. We saw the second one together, and that was okay. I think we even saw the third and enjoyed that.
That pushed the relationship, huh?
Yeah. Well, when we got to the... So then all the comic book characters come together in the Avengers.
Right.
And then the plot changes from a sort of grounded, you know, what if this guy had superpowers story to just a crazy mix him up, shoot the aliens coming out of the wormhole, and I don't know. Yeah. It is kooky. So we lost her there. But
tell me about this latest one. It's getting a lot of good buzz, and what? It broke the weekend's box office records.
Yeah. And they got my $850 for it.
You probably pushed him over that second billion.
No, I enjoyed it. Obviously, we can't do spoilers on the radio. It's very important not to spoil the ending of this movie. It was not what I was expecting, but it was good. And I tell you what's so impressive to me is how different, like how different all these different movies have been. There's like 20 movies in the series. Hardly any of them have been what you'd call a bad movie. You know, they're fairly different, and then they all come together in this rather satisfying conclusion. I can't believe it's not just a mess. That's what's the impressive part, that it's not, that it is actually a coherent story that they tell in these last two movies with, you know, characters that you can understand and relate to one another, even though they're pulling from all over the place. Like,
Now, you use the word conclusion. I would find it hard to believe that a film which generates over a couple billion is just going to, the franchise is just going
to
stop.
Sure. Good point. It's hard to think of actually where they're going to go from here, because it is in this one, they have to save the entire universe, basically. So, hard to,
the threat's going to be there. I have to do an admission that I'm not a Marvel fan. I'm a DC fan.
Yeah.
And that it's Superman and Batman and all those characters. Let's turn to Heather. How was your Friday night?
Rather uneventful. I didn't do much, just stayed home and worked on the upcoming event. That was my Friday.
And do we dare ask what you're going to be doing tomorrow night?
Well, I think I'm going to be at the fairgrounds with this, listening to two great bands. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about the Hospice Kids Camp Concert. Boy, that's Kids Camp's Concert. That alliterates with the hard C's and the K.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow from 6 to 10. Can you talk about, is this the first time this event is occurring, or will it be an annual event?
This is the first time that we've done it. The boys actually wanted to do something, the boys from Stone Cloud 4, and my father has volunteered at hospice since 2000, so it hits close to home. I get to see the wonderful work it does.
Okay.
And so I went to Lissa, and I said, let me put this together for you. Now, I don't know if we'll try to do it again or not next year.
Okay.
I think it kind of depends on what happens here. At this point, I'm kind of up to try doing it again next year. I've had a lot of fun putting together. I can't tell you how amazed I am by this community and their generosity.
Oh, once again, don't they? You know, Jack and I are continually amazed at how supportive businesses, organizations, individuals are.
Incredible. There was more than one time I was just utterly floored by the generosity and the, do you need help? And what can we do to help you? And it's a good reminder that we do live in a really fantastic community.
Undoubtedly, not only with the lake and the mountains, but also the people. Mm-hmm. Now, where does the money go to before we get to the nitsy gritsy of what it's going to be tomorrow night? Where does this fundraiser, where do the funds go to?
So we're doing this. The bands are playing for free. All proceeds, once we pay for the rental, will go to the Hospice Kids Camp. hospice kids camp is for children who have lost somebody in their life. It's a place they can go and learn to deal with grief, learn to get through all of the anger, the sadness, all that comes with that. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic program. It really helps a lot of children in our community who have lost parents, siblings, you know, aunts, uncles, whatever has affected them. And like I said, it's been going for quite a while. It's a wonderful camp. They come out of there with some basic grasp on how to deal with these intense emotions.
When is this camp offered?
I don't remember the exact date. I know it is coming up in a couple weeks. And I don't remember what the exact date is off the top mm-hmm. of my head. But we'll have it up at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
You're going to see the flyers. We're actually putting up a whole display just for kids camp for people if they would like to take some information.
When did this, you said this kids camp has been in existence for a number of years?
And I don't know exactly how long. I do know my dad's been doing it since 2000.
Oh, okay. What, the camp?
The camp.
As well as hospice.
Yes. He volunteers. He actually goes and spends I think it's 4 days, if memory serves, at the kids' camp with these guys, helping them, you know, go through it. They do a lot of activities, a lot of fun stuff to help them get through the grieving process.
And I take it, is the camp a day camp or do they go overnight?
It's a couple nights.
Ah, okay.
I'm trying to remember. It seems like it's 3 nights. Mm-hmm. But it's just the kids and the hospice volunteers. They have people there to cook and everything. But they keep it so that the kids have a safe space so they can really let out what they're thinking and not have to worry about consequences of friends or anybody else.
And this is sponsored by Bonner General Hospital?
It's the Bonner General Hospital Hospice is the ones who do this, and it recently became the Bonner General.
It looks like it's the 21st of June is the start date of the annual kids camp, if this website can be trusted. So a couple months away, a month and a half away, really, yeah.
And that sounds right, because we were trying to plan it so we'd have enough time to get the money together for them so they can see how many people they can take.
It's a weekend. I checked. The 21st is a Friday.
And it's, it's at no cost to the children, or at no cost, and ages 8 to 17. And,
Interesting. Does it say how one signs up?
It looks like you can call, you can get an application at the hospital, or call Lisa DeFreitas at 208-265-1185. So there you go. The kids camp, you said your father's been volunteering there for like 19 years.
Yeah.
So have you been down there? Have you seen it happen?
I have not. I help out kind of in the quiet back. I help my dad with little things. This is the first time I've come forward and done something so big. We run two businesses and I have kids, so even though I wanted to before, it's kind of hard to.
No wonder you didn't do anything on Friday night except collapse. What I find interesting about this, oftentimes we think of hospice, we think of adults, and rarely do children become the focus. What does your dad say about working with the children? What has he said?
He absolutely loves it. He loves seeing the transformation. Of course, he can't give you details, but he tells you the wonderful things he sees, the way these kids come out of there. A lot of times, the majority of the time, they come out and he can tell that they feel like they've not carrying quite the burden, or they feel like they can actually go talk to somebody when those emotions start to come up. And he likes seeing that, you know. He really enjoys working with those kids.
Okay, and so this is tomorrow, May 3rd, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Now, Heather, walk us through. Someone comes, and is there an admission charge?
There's a $10 admission fee. You can purchase tickets in town at Evans Brothers, Sandpoint Superdrug. They do have some at the fairgrounds for a little while. Or you can go and get some at the door. We will have tickets available at the door. We have vendors there. So when you come in, when you first come in, you're going to see the silent auction set up. I have some amazing prizes. You won't even believe some of the things.
Tell us.
Oh, well, we got some things like I've got a beautiful fire pit.
Ooh.
Brand new acoustic guitar with case. It is beautiful.
Okay.
a 7-night stay at Pendere Shores. I'll tell you what, that sounds mighty tempting.
You can move your fire pit to the shore, stay mm-hmm. there, and play the guitar.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
What fun.
There's a ton of other stuff. I've had, I still have donations pouring in, so there's no telling what else I'm going to have by the time we get there. Mm-hmm. We have some vendors. iCarts will be there, so you can purchase, you know, anything from water to beer and wine. We will have 7B custom cakes. Oh, they're amazing.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yes. And then we advertised as having Sandpoint Curry in a hurry. And unfortunately, Pete could not make it. So La Katrina is going to be there if you need to buy dinner. So you don't have to worry about running home and making mm-hmm. dinner.
No chicken Friday night for
That's
you.
That's good. That is good. That's a relief. This is how you get people to come out on Friday nights. You say, don't worry about dinner. We'll take care of it.
Dinner and dessert.
Mm-hmm. I was just reading more or looking more at the kids' camp. Do you know where it is?
I don't know where, to tell you the truth. They could get all that information when they call in to hospice. They'll be able to let them know all of the great details. Plus, like I said, we will have a space set up just for that information at the fairgrounds on Friday night so that people can find the information there.
Mm-hmm. Anybody coming out from the camp to, you know, talk about it at all? Anybody going to be there who can speak to the importance of it?
We actually are going to have a lot of hospice volunteers, including Lissa, who are going to be there. And I am hoping that I can get Lissa up on stage for a couple minutes because she knows the details much better than me and can explain it to everybody before the band start playing.
So you're out at the fairgrounds on Friday night, tomorrow night. When did you start setting this up, and how does it look different than it did like a week ago?
We, believe it or not, started this. We started talking about it in February. And I'm one of those people, once you put me on a task,
like a pit bull.
Exactly. And so I immediately started talking to, where can I put it up? Well, first I went to hospice and they were like, run with it. So I started looking at venues. I started talking to people. And the thing I should mention, the most wonderful, amazing fact about the vendors that are coming out, they are coming out and they are not asking us to pay them. They are just, whatever they make at the show is going to be their payment, which is truly amazing.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we have they walk through the gate, there's the vendors, there's a silent auction. What else?
Then at 7 o'clock, the music starts. That's okay. Going to be so much fun. We have two really amazing bands. We have High Trees and Ammunition, and they're going to come on first.
Okay, and yeah. What kind of music do they play?
Now, I talked to Allie, who's the drummer, okay. And she said it was kind of like an original rock punk sound.
Ooh.
So I haven't heard this particular band. I'm very excited. I've heard some of Allie's other bands.
Okay.
And then the main act is Stone Cloud 4.
Okay. And tell us about them.
Very classic rock. They play a lot of Stones, Beatles, that sort of vibe. And their originals have that vibe. So you're going to get to hear a lot of their originals tomorrow night.
Wonderful. And let's take a music break. And because we do have the members of Stone Cloud 4 with us, and we'll invite them in, and we'll keep you here, Heather, and we will have a conversation about their music. This is for tomorrow night, the Hospice Kids Camp Concert out at the fairgrounds. On this date, May 2nd in 1960, Benny King left the Drifters. He was the lead vocalist with... Save the Last Dance for Me, This Magic Moment, and he started off on a solo career, and he had a couple majorly hits. One was Spanish Harlem, and then this song that everyone will know. That was Benny King with Stand By Me. This is the date in 1960 that he broke away from the Drifters, and Stand By Me is one of those incredible songs that everybody knows, including the movie from the mid-80s. Do you remember the movie?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I haven't seen that. And it took me a second to think, what movie is he talking about? Oh, the movie called Stand By Me. Yeah.
Duh.
It's a great movie.
Great movie.
I haven't seen that in a little while.
It's worth reviewing. When you tear yourself away from the Avengers.
Yes. Well, that, yeah, now I have to go back and watch all 20 of them in a row. And
no,
then,
no, you don't.
No, in a few months, then I'll watch Stand By Me. We have here Sean, Jake, Riley, and Liam from StoneCloud 4. Making, I believe, their radio debut here on 88.5 KRFY.
Well, we've been on with, I don't remember the specific radio channel, but we have been on before.
Oh, man.
But unfortunately, as a full band, this will be our radio debut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, okay.
Yeah. So StoneCloud 4 is playing at the fairgrounds on Friday night, that being tomorrow night, as part of the Hospice Kids Camp concert. How did you guys get involved in this show?
I think it was something good we wanted to do, find a way to give back to the community, I think, and hospice is a great program, and I think this is a pretty good way to give back, and it's a win-win for everybody, helps people out.
And it gives visibility to StoneCloud 4.
Yeah.
Definitely. One thing that I think played a factor in why we decided to do this is because It's been really hard to book gigs and get out there when we're not 21 and we can't play in bars and that kind of thing. So we've sort of had to take it into our own hands and start organizing our own events. And, you know, doing a charity fundraiser was one of those ideas. Like, you know, if we can be playing rock and roll, which we love to do, and raise money for something, a great cause, why not just go for it?
That never crossed my mind that the band has to be 21.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
Did you know that? No,
because you can be an employee somewhere, right? That serves alcohol under 21. Well, we're gonna have to think about this.
Yeah, we've been able to play in iHearts and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Places that serve, you know, beer and wine,
mm-hmm.
but anywhere that serves hard alcohol.
Yeah,
in accordance to state law, we would unfortunately. Aren't allowed to play.
Right. And in this town, that's your kind of major evening venues. Interesting.
Let's hear the history of the band.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together? How did it happen?
Jake and I started playing in...
This is Liam, by the way.
We started playing in September is when we actually started writing songs for the band. We've been playing together since middle school, and Sean and Jake and I have all been playing since middle school rock band at the charter school. But then... we had a couple member changes, and this lineup we've got here has really only been together since December. And
what are the instruments?
So I play rhythm guitar and sing, and Riley, or Bam Bam as we like to call him, he plays drums, Jake plays lead guitar, and Sean plays the bass.
So that's, and you've been playing together since December.
Yep.
In this. How often do you guys get together and play, and when's the last time you played in public? Two questions.
We get together and play probably like two times a week, and I think the last time we played in public was Poac for Northern Stars Rising.
Oh, nice.
Was the last time we played.
We're big fans of Poac here. That's the Pondere Arts Council. The band is called StoneCloud 4, by the way, and we don't have yet any of their music in our system, but it sounds like we're getting a demo later on today. So, you know, stay tuned out there.
So describe the music you play. Since we can't play it for the listening audience, talk about it.
I would say that our music is definitely sort of like a new spin on the classic rock genre. We sort of take a lot of inspiration from guys like Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones and Cream. And then we've also got Sean and Riley, who are just fanatical about funk and jazz. And then you got me, who is just obsessed with blues and that kind of thing. So it's all sort of an amalgamation of pretty much everything. But I'd say that our core sound is mostly rock and roll.
What will you be playing tomorrow night? Have you thought that far ahead?
Or? Oh, yeah. We've got a full set list. A little bit of everything. We've got about half the set's originals, songs we've written ourselves. And then we've got some covers in there, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, a couple Cream songs, the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the songs that you have written yourself. How does that creative process go? Do you come up with the music first and then the lyrics, or do you come up with the lyrics and then the music, or some, it just flows?
It just depends on the song.
Yeah, there's no real, like, I guess, format that we tend to use. It's just sort of however it comes out.
Okay. Yes, Heather was just going to the George Harrison one of the group, the quiet one. You play the drums.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it like to play the drums? How is it to follow these guitarists?
It's kind of weird because, like, we have lots of songs where we change tempo like halfway through, and I have to do that and constantly keep like two different tempos in my mind, and it's really hard.
But I was going to say, do you split that mind, and or one ear is hearing one thing and the other ear is hearing the other thing?
Yeah, kind of. When I first started learning how to drum, it was really hard because you're doing one thing with your right hand, one thing with your left hand, one thing with your right foot, another thing with your left foot. So it's weird.
It's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you feel that you have the hardest part in the entire band? I mean, because without a good drummer, somebody to keep the rhythm going, they're adrift. They're lost.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I have the hardest part of the entire band. Like, we all have pretty difficult parts.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I also wouldn't say that I don't have the hardest part, if you know what I mean.
I do and I don't.
Yes, I do and I don't at the same time.
Wonderful. Now, does everybody participate in the vocals, or?
We have a few songs where we do some harmonies on.
Cool.
None of our originals yet, though. We haven't.
There goes my baby.
Yeah, that's
there goes my baby we have. But that's not a harmony. We all just sing the chorus together.
Yeah. That's a Drifter song.
So I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
There Goes My Baby. I think that's a Drifter's, or is that one that you've written?
That's one of our originals.
Ooh, you better check the history on that. I don't know. Can one? There Goes My Baby.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have to change the name. It sounds like, guys.
There went my baby.
Okay. There goes my infant.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you guys, this is a high school band. What happens in the summertime? You guys have plans for summer?
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
I think we're going to keep playing. I don't think we have any intention to stop.
Do you have any other gigs booked up?
For the summer? Yeah.
I mean, after tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've got some lined up in May the 24th, I believe. We'll be at iCards.
And then the 25th, we're right now working on getting together with Evans Brothers and Matchwood for their new band showcase.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And if anybody in the listening audience is interested in, let's say, getting in touch with you guys and possibly booking you for a reception or whatever like that, how would one go about that?
Well, they can message both our Instagram page and our Facebook page under StoneCloud4. And usually we're on there just about every day checking messages and that kind of thing. So if anybody's interested, just shoot us a message via that medium.
And it's the numeral 4, not the written out word 4.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with the name?
Well, we had like a word generator up on the door, like a sentence generator. We're just trying to come up with something.
Okay.
And some strange names that came out of it, but we picked a couple words we liked, and we were like, okay, and let's throw a number at the end of it. And yeah,
We were also tossing around the idea of conceptualized baseball.
Ooh,
that was in the running up. Huh. Yeah, no.
Too many syllables. Too many syllables. Well, that is wonderful. So we're speaking with the members of StoneCloud 4 who will be performing tomorrow night at the Hospice Kids Camp Concert at Bonner County Fairgrounds, May 3rd, from 6 till 10. What do we say to, I know that when somebody's in a play, you say break a leg. So what do we say to a band who's going on the stage? We say, break a drumstick?
I pretty much do that anyways. So.
How do you do that? How do you break a drumstick?
Well, usually if you have a loose grip, the drumstick absorbs all of the shock. But if you squeeze, the drumstick really tight, the drumstick won't absorb any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to hold it pretty tight. When I'm
doing fast fills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the drumsticks break a lot. Also, I just hit really hard.
Okay. And the guitarist, do you guys ever break a string or anything like that when you're playing?
I'd say probably every other practice I'm breaking strings. A set of strings will last me about a week.
Okay. Okay. Well, tomorrow night, guys, break a drumstick and break some strings, I guess. We're wishing you the best of luck. And thank you so much for not only coming down to the station, but supporting, you know, a really good cause, Hospice Kids Camp.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
You bet. Anything you want to say in closing, Jack? Are we going to get these guys on the air on our local talent Tuesday or Friday night?
Yeah. If we get the demo down, we can throw this into the somewhat regular rotation.
Yeah.
So, let me know what tracks are good. We'll talk about it.
Keep in touch with the radio station, because the radio station really, primarily through Jack, likes to showcase and promote local talent. And it sounds like we've got a bunch of that here in our room here. Heather, I know that you're a distance from the microphone. Thank you so much for coming down and sharing.
Thank you very much for letting us get this out there and let people know what's going on.
Absolutely. And we hope that there's a second one, because oftentimes you have a second one to do what you've learned from doing the first one. And
we're already thinking about that. We're thinking we might set something up late July, early August.
Cool. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Stone Cloud 4 and Heather McCoy, the Hospice Kids Camp Concert. On this date in 1965, the Rolling Stones appeared. This is way before your time, by the way. Their second appearance on Ed Sullivan's Show, and this is one of the songs that they did. On this date, May 2nd, 1965, the Rolling Stones. A very young Rolling Stones, their second appearance on this date on the Ed Sullivan Show, and one of their songs that they did on the date was Last Time.
What year was that, Jim?
1965.
Okay. A young Rolling Stones indeed.
And not quite so young Jack Peterson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What date did you enter?
86.
No.
So I missed that one. I missed that concert.
You missed the 70s. You missed, I know. The beginning of MTV.
Yeah.
OMG.
But, okay, so I'm a child of the 80s, though. Well, do you call it? I guess I was born in the 80s. I don't really have much memory of the 80s. But speaking of the 80s, the Talking Heads, band of the decade, certainly in the discussion for band of the 80s. What was your impression of the cover band that we saw on Friday night?
Outstanding.
I wish I had
gone. LDW, A Life During Wartime. They were, the music that they did was, I thought, first rate. They had a woman, doing sometimes lead, sometimes harmonies, backup vocals, and I couldn't take my eyes. She just moved on that stage with great command. It was just wonderful fun. They're out of Portland, and I hope they make a return visit. I had heard that they might be at one of the Aftivals.
I have
heard that. I don't know if that is true or not, but if they do, I'm going to be there, because they are well worth seeing.
Did they do so they played the songs, did they do the kind of the act, did they put on the big suit or
you're
anything?
Thinking of David Byrne with the square shoulder suit? No, they did not. They all had Hawaiian shirts on, which made it sort of festive, but the sound system over at the Hive is, if you haven't experienced it, it's well worth dragging your ears over and tuning in. But it was a treat.
I looked up the band right before it happened and tried to get a group together to maybe go. Tried to convince the aforementioned Annie to go. And I found out that the Talking Heads is a little bit of a divisive group. Divisive. Not everybody loves the Talking Heads as much as, say, you and I might love them, Jim.
Well, I have grown to like them more over the years.
Agreed.
In other words, that I've come to appreciate what they were doing, especially when you listen to what David Byrne has spun off since then to do that. I really like the rhythms. It's a band that's a great, I think, dance band.
Yeah.
And really hard not to just get up off your chair and just get out on the floor and move.
Yeah.
And so I'm a big fan of the Talking Heads. I'm a big fan of LDW.
I would like to see it. I hope they do come back.
Me too. Me too.
What? Let's see. What else are we talking about?
Well,
here, Jim?
Let's again remind everyone once again of the Hospice Kids Camp concert out at the Bonner Fairground tomorrow night, May 3rd. The money that is raised goes towards a kids camp for children dealing with either the death of a parent, a loved one, a family member, which I think is very important. And there's going to be, we want to thank Heather McCoy for stopping by and sharing. There's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be food. There's two bands. And we want to thank the members of Stone Cloud 4. How exciting to have them here to talk about their music and that they're a local band. And we wish them just the best of luck.
High Trees and Ammunition also will be there.
Right, exactly.
And they are that band. I think I have heard at least a little bit of, and solid rock and roll band, group, musical act.
That's a local act as well?
Yeah, it is.
And and tickets are available at Evans Brothers Coffee, Sandpoint Superdrug. And even if you can't go, buy a ticket and support the Hospice Kids Camp concert. That there are so many important organizations here in North Idaho that need your support. And even if you can't go, because Lord knows when it comes to a Friday or a Saturday night, there's so many different ways you can spend your evening. You can't do everything, but you can certainly, with your dollar, let it go to a good cause.
So that's Friday. On Saturday, it's, you know what day it is Saturday?
Saturday is the 4th.
It's Derby Day.
Oh, that's right. Break out your mint juleps.
Yes. And the mint is coming up in my backyard. So I think we may have to.
That's like a weed.
I know.
It's not. Don't take great pride in that, Jack.
I take no pride, but I do. Yeah. No, it's not an accomplishment exactly, but it is nice that it's just in the nick of time that we're getting a couple sprouts. It is the 145th annual Kentucky Derby, and that will be. I don't think I've ever watched it before, but I've set my watch. I want to see it this year. It's 2 minutes long. I want to find a way to tune in and catch it.
And have yourself a mint julep, and then have a piece of Derby pie.
Is that one?
I think that is pecan pie with chocolate chips.
Okay. Yes.
One can do that.
I can get behind that one.
So you're lining up your set. I've got another event on Saturday. We've had Ken Wood in here and Dinah Wall, and they're both in this. A Dinner to Die For, the Rotary Club of Sandpoint's Mystery Gala, benefiting food for our children. And this is a Rotary Club project, and it is tomorrow, the 4th, and you can go to www.dinnertodiefor.org for your tickets for Saturday. So you can do the Kids Hospice on Friday. You can do the dinner on Saturday after you watch the Kentucky Derby with a mint julep and a piece of Derby pie.
That one is, we've talked about that. I know is in it. It's quite a cast of local characters.
It's a dinner, but it benefits Food for Our Children, which is another excellent cause here in North Idaho. So that is Saturday. So again, go to www.dinnertodiefor.org.
Yep. And now that they've got the website, they're going to have to hold on to that for a little while.
Yes.
Okay. And then finally, Sunday. And what is Sunday, Jim?
Sunday is Cinco de Mayo, and it's an annual celebration commemorating the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire, going back to a battle from May 5th, 1862, and the Mexicans won, but they lost a year later.
Uh-huh.
But what it's come down to is that it's celebrated more in the United States than in Mexico, my understanding is.
Yeah.
And it's really a date in which to celebrate Mexican-American culture.
Okay. I knew it wasn't Independence Day. That was about all I knew. Interesting that it's a victory in a battle, but in a war ultimately that was lost. We don't really have anything like that, do we? Not really. I think
historically, that we would celebrate. You know, it was Mexicans taking on the mega empire. Mm-hmm. But the Independence Day is in September,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, celebrate. But I was in San Francisco on a May 5th back in the mid-90s, and the parades and the food and the color and the music, just a joy.
I would like to see that. Yeah. I don't know of anything. Well, you know what? There probably is something going on. We've got a calendar of events here. Why don't we pull that up?
Let me see.
For Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, yeah. There is a annual Cinco de Mayo fundraiser. The Leadership Sandpoint, joined Leadership Sandpoint for the annual Cinco de Mayo fundraiser, 4 to 8 p.m. on Sunday at Trinity at City Beach. There will be free food and drinks and music, a silent auction. This year's event raises funds to help Bonner Homeless Transitions put a new roof on their facility.
Huh.
So we've got something booked up for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Another good cause. This is the annual Cinco de Mayo fundraiser, 4 to 8 at Trinity at City Beach. And the organization is the Bonner Homeless Transitions. They need a new roof on their facility. So go there and have some good food and drinks and music and a silent auction and just enjoy.
Is today the Idaho Gives
thing? Yes, today is May 2nd, Idaho Gives.
Yeah.
Why don't you run down that?
Well, here locally, as part of the statewide Idaho Gives event, the local businesses holding their own fundraisers include Laughing Dog Brewing in Ponderay, a Brews for Benefits from 5 to 8 p.m. And at Idaho Poor Authority, that will be after 5 p.m., several local nonprofits at 203 Cedar Street, and you can have a beer while you donate. The Laughing Dog's proceeds goes to the Sandpoint Teen Center. Let's see. Also going on tonight is a Thursday night solo series with Steve Wayne at McDuff's Beer Hall. Curry in a Hurry will be there, or I guess Sandpoint Curry, I should say, will be there from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. is the event. It is free and open to the public as long as you're 21 and older, as mentioned. Also, it's the Community Sing thing going on tonight. The Sandpoint Community Sing?
Thing.
Thing, yes. Community singing is the timeless ritual of coming together with others to co-create a rich musical experience through voice. Okay, Sandpoint Community Sing is a 90-minute weekly journey of songs about nature, life, love, emotions, gratitude, activism, peace, and the overall human experience. Songs are taught in the oral tradition of call and response. Oh, cool. So this is, they'll say...
That is tonight. Yeah,
Deo.
And Deo, then
yeah.
Deo.
Okay. It's at Downtown Yoga. Sorry.
Good. And then this weekend, a couple events on Saturday. First of all, on May 4th, this Saturday, Museum's Free First Saturday, the Bonner County History Museum, 611 South Ella. First free Saturday each month, 10 to 2. Everyone is invited to the museum free of charge. And then once you're done with the museum or before you go to the museum, Sandpoint Farmers Market opening day.
Oh!
And that is always... I think one of the big, like when the robins come back and start eating the berries on your mountain ash tree, the time of transition, the arrival of the Sandpoint Farmers Market opening day, Saturday. This will be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., fresh produce, artisan goods, and live entertainment with Ben and Katie from Harold's IGA, the Sandpoint Bollywood Dancers from 11:30 to noon, music conservatory, percussion demo, plus a maypole. So, there's just a bunch of stuff. But, I cannot say enough about the farmers market that it's such a social event as well as the goods from the people who are either making crafts or selling food, or the farmers with their produce. I don't know if there's going to be that much there. There'll be some lettuce, I imagine, but mm-hmm. a lot of seedlings.
Some mint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. you and Annie having a booth selling your mint, huh?
Yes. We have going on the first annual Junk Fest is on Saturday at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church out on Pine Street, 1900 Pine. The first annual Junk Fest is from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that is, it starts at 8 a.m. sharp, I should say. So no early birds, but also you probably do want to be there on time. It's garage sale season too, Jim.
That's going to be rampant. Uh-huh. I don't know what it is. Cedar Street and what, where they have all the signs.
Oh yeah,
that
the
go
Cedar
up?
And Boyer
Cedar and Boyer
intersection.
Whoa! Mm-hmm. I see people sometimes when I pass by there, mm-hmm. standing there with a piece of paper and pencil, writing down like mm-hmm. Three or four in a row that they can hit.
Go down, take your notes. Yeah.
So you
I get wiped out after one or maybe two.
I don't do it because I think for me, I would need one specific thing I'm looking for mm-hmm. rather than just a shotgun blast of, ooh, all of a sudden I'm interested in beer bottles from the 30s. Uh-huh. You know, something like that.
Yeah, I haven't been garage sitting in a little while, but this is going to be like all in one spot, Junk Fest at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in that big parking lot they've got, I assume. It's also the 3/4 minus cyclotour. I don't know what the significance of the 3/4 minus is. It's also, and I don't know what a cycle tour is, but I can guess that it's a bicycle tour. It is a timed gravel ride to benefit the nonprofit Pondere Peddlers Bicycle Club. It begins and ends at Matchwood Brewing at 513 Oak Street and includes a long route, which is about 65 miles, but also an abbreviated route, which is about 48 miles. That's the abbreviated route.
You drop down, what, 17 miles?
Participation is limited to 300 riders. There will be three rest/aid stops along the route, as well as a sweep vehicle following the riders, and then a Cinco de Mayo celebration with live music, food, and drink after the ride at Matchwood. Now, this is on the 4th, not the 5th. And then there's there's prizes and everything. More information at syringacyclery.com. Interesting. I'm too out of shape. I can't do it, I think. I might try and get in on the what's the one in June? The big pedal.
The a-thon.
Yeah.
It's an a-thon.
Yep. The a-thon.
It's the a-thon. What it strikes me is, once again, this is going to be a busy weekend. I would highly suggest you go into Sandpoint Online. That's where we get a lot of our information. Or you can go to our website, KRFY.org, to get a list of events as well. But certainly Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'll use that awful word that I don't like, a plethora mm-hmm. of things to do.
Plethora. Yeah.
And if you're not out doing something, at least maybe you're at home working on your lawn, getting some seedlings going, veggie seedlings. I know that I'm going to be moving the geraniums that have been wintering in my office window. I've got one that's about 4.5 feet high. Boy, it has just taken off, and I'm unfortunately going to have to brutally, mercilessly take an axe to it because usually winter growth inside an office is not the sturdiest of all growths.
Okay. So what does that mean? So you have to start over?
What I do is I really trim them down,
mm-hmm.
and then they use May and June, but come July,
mm-hmm.
whoa, I have like a wall of geraniums that are just
cool.
Beautiful. And then when I take them in the winter, I mercilessly and brutally mm-hmm. just, I don't listen to them, their whines and cries. I cut them back. And I've got some geraniums going 5-6 years now.
Hmm. Let's see. There's an art market on Saturday at McDuff's Beer Hall, which I mentioned because I don't think I've heard of that before. But the Sandpoint Art Market. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 11 to 3, and there will be music with Kevin Doran from noon to 2. That is, again, free and open to the public. There's also a pig roast at A&P's Bar and Grill on the 4th from noon to 6 p.m. Huh. Well, okay.
We'll take their word for it.
Sure. I haven't been to a pig roast, maybe ever. I wonder if they have, like, the real deal, you know, with, like, the apple in the mouth and stuff.
You stick the apple in the mouth after it's been roasted.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord. Roasted pig is delicious.
I've had the product of roasted pig, but I've never actually seen it, like, a, you know, on a spit turning with some big sweaty guy, you know, or cranking the wheel.
Oh, you have been watching too many whatevers. I do want to remind people that on KRFY today at 3 o'clock is the 3 o'clock rush with Ryan Baumgartner. And then tonight at 7 is Wood Songs. 8 o'clock is Live from the Divide. And 9 o'clock, I'll be coming live with some more music from Broadsides from 1962 to 1988. So...
okay.
That's the lineup.
That is it. And, the K&K Spring Fishing Derby continues through May 5th. It started last weekend, I believe. And I wonder how it's going.
Well, they have had updates in the Bonner Bee, mm-hmm. and someone caught. I didn't realize that there is like this, I'm probably going to be way off, but not that far, like a 25-pound rainbow trout. Whoa.
Wow.
I mean, that's a honker.
Yeah.
But no, the Bonner Bee has been giving updates, and some people are doing wonderful.
A good year, I guess. The weather's been perfect. Oh, well, I mean, yeah. Sorry. The weather's been pleasant to be out fishing. I don't know if it's been perfect for fishing, but yeah.
No, absolutely. So, no, the Bonner Bee has been giving updates, and my eye caught... is that our station ID?
Yeah, we're about out of time here. Okay. Well, anyway, go
Jack,
ahead.
Jack, you have a good weekend, and are you going to go back and see Avengers again?
I actually think, well, probably not this weekend, but I would like to see it one more time.
There you go.
Now that I've got it down once, I think, you can...
You can relax.
Don't even pay attention to it. Just let it kind of wash over you.
Yeah, just be there in the present moment.
The lights and colors. Yeah.
The first time you see something like that, you're so like, where's this movie going? How are they going to handle this? Then you just now, second time around, the full experience.
Yes, that's right. So, by the way, next week on the 8th, which is next Wednesday, it's Bike to School Day. So get your get those bikes polished and greased up for next week.
Mine's ready.
Mine too now.
Is that the day when downtown businesses serve pancakes on the sidewalk?
It's a national event, and it is...
I know that I have eaten pancakes on the... Not on the sidewalk, but in a paper plate downtown on the sidewalk.
I see no mention of that in the official listing on Sandpoint Online, but...
There could be a surprise.
Yes, it's not out of the question. Okay, stay tuned for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long here on 88.5 KRFY Ponderay.